who've been citing a low voter turnout say that trend favors them. Pete Ninval reports.
Polling stations opened at first light of day this morning at 6:30, and although there was a steady stream of voters throughout the day, from all indications up to late this afternoon, voter turnout was low.
We've got reports from around the entire country, and I myself have been to 12, 13, 14 of the constituencies, and what we see is that the voting turnout is very soft, very, very low.
Mr. Lawson Cauldron is the campaign manager of the opposition United Workers Party. He believes that a low voter turnout would be an indication that large numbers of people are dissatisfied with the incumbents. The leader of the National Alliance, George Odlum, believes that today's turnout may be one of the lowest ever.
It's possible that a lot of the stay-homes might be people who are disenchanted with the existing situation. And those that go out to vote are those that are anxious to change the status quo.
Mr. Odlum's National Alliance is one of five political parties contesting this general election. There are more than 119,000 registered voters. The ruling St. Lucia Labour Party, while acknowledging that there was a low voter turnout, said that with more than 1 hour to go before the close of polls, there was every possibility that there would be a last-minute turnout of voters. And late this afternoon, reports from around the island indicated that there was an improvement in the turnout. The electoral department, which has been monitoring the polling, has been under some fire from the opposition for some discrepancies.